1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Danilo Cavalcanti is still on the run, and now we're learning how he got out.
Acting prison warden Howard Holland explains how Danilo Cavalcanti was able to escape the facility last Thursday.
Cavalcanti escapes from the prison, having crab walked up a wall, push his way through a razor wire, run across a roof, scale another fence, and push his way through more razor wire.
What's more, another inmate escaped the same way in May.
Cavalcanti escaped at the same location as Igor Bolt, but for Cavalcanti, there was razor wire to contend with before reaching the roof.
But it did not stop him, nor did a tower officer who never saw or reported the escape, who's now on administrative leave. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It has been sweltering in over half the country, and some kids are sweating it out in schools with no air conditioning. Hugh Barrett's son is in kindergarten at the A.C. Liz Horace Mann Elementary School in D.C.
This is a known issue across the district where there are so many gaps for just basic services like air conditioning not being functional in places like schools where kids need to learn, teachers need to teach.
The special counsel overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation intends to formally charge him by the end of the month. CBS's Catherine Herridge on what this indictment could mean.
During the plea hearing in July, one of the things the special counsel agreed to at that time is that if the deal collapsed, they would have to bring charges outside in either Washington, D.C. or California.
Two of the defendants charged in the Georgia election interference case wanted to be tried separately and not with the 17 others. But a judge said no. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
They certainly do not want to be associated with the broad group who's charged in the racketeering case, because the more of them that are tried together, the stronger there is the implication that they were working together.
Meanwhile, another inmate has died at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. 24-year-old Chandre Delmore was found unresponsive in his cell August 31st. He died a few days later. Six inmates have died in the jail since the end of July, 10 since the beginning of the year. The jail is currently under federal investigation. A kiss on the lips without consent has turned into sexual assault charges for the suspended president of the Spanish Soccer Federation.
Soccer star Jenny Hermoso has lodged a criminal complaint over what she says was an unsolicited kiss by the president of Spain's Football Federation. The public prosecutor said the complaint of sexual assault will be treated as soon as possible.
That's CBS's Elaine Cobb reporting from Paris. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because, let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona. As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 56. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. Lows around 48. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 80 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 63.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, I think this one should be called Won't Get Fooled Again Wednesday edition. A Malfeasant GOP caucus edition. Not a special, but they are malfeasance. And they are caucusing. How you doing, little buddy?
I'm good, Crudy. Good to see you. Happy hump day, Nate. Working the board, our fair audience. Halfway through the week already, if you can believe it.
Wow. Getting there. Well, we did start on Tuesday. Makes it easier. Right. Makes it easier. Dom, we are going to have a late addition to today's schedule. And there is a new Democratic candidate who has thrown her hat into the ring for the third CD against Derek Van Orden. Well, she's got to win a primary first, but Tara Johnson from our old stomping grounds in La Crosse, she was the county board chairperson, my understanding, and Tara's going to join us 5:50 today.
Nice.
I just pinned her down. So she is the newest addition to the pool of candidates, Dom.
Lots of folks lining up to take on the insurrectionist.
And of course, come on the Devil's Advocates radio show. We got another fine guest planned in the 5 o'clock happy hour. You're going to want to stick around. Melissa Agard, the Senate Minority Leader here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, the WMDX Mad Radio Studios, right here in Madison with me, Dom. Right here.
Excellent. Working hard, Crudy.
Well, Nate helped that booking, but you know, we got two guests today, so that's doing pretty good for us. Dom, where were we going to start today? Oh, geez, what should we talk about? You know, proportional response, maybe. Yeah. We got a Republican Party that is caucusing right now in a malfeasant fashion because they're up to no good. And what do I mean by that? They are plotting to impeach a Supreme Court justice before she has ruled on a single case. And the crime, they allege, expressing an opinion during the primary and then not recusing
What?
Well, that is the only thing they seemingly have. And yesterday, we pointed out all of the, you know, what do they call them? Complaints filed to the Wisconsin, you know, Judicial Commission against Justice Protasiewicz. Well, they were all dismissed. So there's no legitimacy to these claims. There's no they're there. So why are they getting together today to try to stick it to Janet Protasiewicz? Why would they do so, Dom?
Well, because they hate the fact that the voters are turning against the Republicans. And they have a very difficult time wondering, understanding, comprehending how is it with their better candidates and their better ideas, they continue to struggle in statewide races.
That is a head scratcher, isn't it? So Dominic, let's talk about this issue. How? What is the proportional response of the Democratic Party? How should they respond? What are they going to do about it? What response do they have to offer?
Crudy, Jesse Apoyan, our friend, reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and a coalition of unnamed allied groups plan to spend at least $4 million on an effort to dissuade Republican lawmakers from initiating impeachment proceedings against the state Supreme Court newest justice, former Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The possibility of a legislative attempt to remove her from office looms over Protasiewicz as she assumes her duties on the court 1 month after being sworn in and flipping its ideological majority from politically conservative to politically liberal. Can't have that, Crudy. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler told reporters during a Tuesday night briefing that the party and other democracy-defending groups will launch an intensive, multi-pronged statewide campaign on Wednesday to make clear to Wisconsin Republicans that an attempt to impeach Janet Protasiewicz would be an absolute political, moral, and constitutional disaster. We got some sound of Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. If you would, please, Nate, let's roll out cut number four, Ben talking on this campaign.
Today, defenders of democracy and allies of democracy, including the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and many others, are launching a statewide campaign to defend justice, called Defend Justice, to ensure that the Republican Party knows and that Robin Voss knows that an attempt to impeach Janet Protasiewicz would be an absolute political disaster for Republican candidates for office up and down the ballot in the state of Wisconsin, and a disaster for our system of government and democracy in our state.
Couple of
and
thoughts.
The Republicans are like, where do I sign up? That sounds like a terrible idea. Like Hit said, that's going to fail. Let's do it.
If it's such a terrible idea, shouldn't we encourage it? Shouldn't we allow it to happen, Ben Wickler? And here's another sad point. By supporting Protasiewicz in this effort, and I think it's appropriate, I think the Democratic Party should stand up at this moment in history.
Absolutely. She
with Janet Protasiewicz.
Yes.
But isn't the whole recusal issue, when you get the support of a specific political party as a Supreme Court justice, and let's say they're going to spend $4 billion in your pre-defense, right? Because the impeachment hadn't even been announced. They floated a few Zeppelins out there.
The Dems and Wickler, they're dedicating money. And what I read in West Politics, that the Dems will throw up $1 million and these other allied groups, you know, there to preserve democracy, defend democracy, will supply the other $3 million.
And Ben Wickler, if we can help in any way, 844-967-2789. We are here to stand with Janet Protasiewicz, which is appropriate. I'm just wondering, A, if you think it's a disastrous political move, shouldn't you let it happen? And B, by spending $4 million as a Democratic Party, as a political party, aren't you giving some fuel to the fire of this whole future recusal issue? Because
at some point,
I don't think she should. I think she should walk away from that prior pledge. Like Ron Johnson did.
They can spend their money on how they want to spend their money, and these other allied groups can do what they want as well. Welcome to the party, pal. Republicans, you laid this out there for us. This is the playing field that you made for us. So here's where we're at.
844-967-2789. We barely scratched the surface, Tom. We've already got people want a piece of this action. Let's start with Matt from Madison. Matt, welcome to the party. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. So the funny thing is, this is basically at every level. I'm talking like local, state, federal. This is who the GOP and conservatives are. When they lose, when they fall out of power, when their stuff becomes really unpopular, they will do whatever they can except actually govern better. Like, that's the one thing they refuse to do when their legislation and when their machinations fall apart and they lose elections. They'll do everything they can except come up with better ideas and try to legislate. They've been doing it since they lost to Obama a second time in 2012. They didn't come up with a better idea for America. No, they did the Benghazi hearings. They did whatever they could to pillory Clinton. It was insane. But
well, Matt, if I recall correctly,
I say let him do it.
Didn't Paul Ryan and many of the legislative leaders effectively go out to dinner and pledge to block anything Barack Obama might hope to pass legislatively? Wasn't that the night of his first inauguration back in 2009?
Yeah, exactly. And then I feel like it was an Onion headline that said Mitch McConnell pledges to prevent a third Obama term after they lost in 2012, right? They didn't do anything. They did the same thing with the Supreme Court, you know, with filling vacancies or holding them up. Again, none of that is legislating for the betterment of this country. It's just craven attempts to retain power. That's all it is.
Well, Matt, at least you're paying attention. Appreciate your call. Yeah,
thanks for the call, Matt. No self-reflection. You know what I mean? No, like, man, we're really losing these young kids. What do you think we should do? Well, Ramaswamy's got an idea. Let's not allow them to vote until they're 25 years old. Oh, that's a great idea. Who is the attorney, the Trump attorney? Well, all these kids
need to
roll out. Yeah, Cleta Mitchell. They can roll out of their dorms and roll downstairs and go vote. I mean, what? How difficult is that? That's too easy. Let's make it more difficult.
Well, there's
no self-reflection whatsoever.
There's no need for self-reflection, Dom. The entire fight over the protest, say what's possible, pending impeachment, is really about their retention of power through the gerrymandered maps, right? Because that's the whole thing they don't want her to rule on. Let's sneak a few more in here. People calling in, 844-967-2789. Dick from a garage in Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, guess what they're talking about right now on MSNBC? The very same thing. And a guy that makes me sick to my stomach every time I see him on there is Charlie Sykes. You were a part of what brought this to this state with that former guy, Walker. But they're all going, and Sykes is going, oh, in the fact that we can't find any prominent Republican that will stand up and say no to this. Hey, guess who? Where are you, Tommy Thompson? You know, I'm sick and tired of him getting run up the flagpole as this paragon of virtue and a moderate Republican. BS. Where are you, Tommy?
What about Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House?
Yeah, there you go.
Moderate that he is. Fox News board member.
There you go.
Well, he's certainly not going to come out in support of a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
No.
That's not his MO. Courage?
She has done nothing wrong, nothing illegal, nothing corrupt. She's been on the job a month. She won by 11 points. You know, I mean, I'm down with Whitley. Yes, absolutely. Spend the money. Spend lots of money. Tell the Wisconsin citizens the Republican Party is in disarray. They want to undo an election because they're concerned about losing their grip on power. Light them up all the time.
And if Let's we... could help you spend any of that $4 million. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. More Devils. Happy Wednesday.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
And we are back on the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always love it when you join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I can hear the party going on tonight on State Street. High above the street here in the, I'd like to call it the Devil's Advocate studio, but I guess we don't call it that. The Solidarity Realty Studios, the WMDX Matt Radio Studios, and we're going to the Lines. It's all about the lines at 844-967-2789. Our buddy Jesse, I see you calling in from Solidarity Realty, Jesse. You don't have to identify yourself as a realtor. You're a political activist and a friend. Welcome, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, guys. Hey, I think Ben Winkler is absolutely right to raise money on this, but why not raise that money and save it for raises next year? And just have Governor Evers come out. I believe he would get to appoint someone to fill a seat if they were to impeach Justice Protasiewicz. Just say he's going to fill it with somebody like some F-bomb-dropping guy, Democrat, hardcore, like a Scott Ross or maybe even like Dominic. And then that way, Voss and company would be so afraid to actually go through with it that they'd grumble and mumble, move about their ways, and we'd put a couple $1 million in our
Jesse, conference. What about the prospect? Okay, let's play this hypothetical out just a little bit farther. So the Republicans go through with their action, and Evers gets an appointment. Now, I don't think that the moderate governor would pick Firebrand, Scott Ross, or Dominic, but that's just because they're not lawyers. But, you know, setting that part aside, whoever is the appointee only gets to hold that seat until a spring 2024 special election that would be held in concurrence with the Republican presidential primary. See where I'm going with this, Jesse? It's not a permanent solve. This is not a game we want to play. We don't want to trade pawn for pawn Supreme Court justice for Supreme Court justice, because at some point we end up with an inferior justice. You know what I mean? The people voted for Protasiewicz, even if it was Lisa Neubauer.
Absolutely.
She wasn't quite as appealing to the electorate.
I think I'm being tongue-in-cheek, but I think part of the efficacy of what I suggested would be the threat of somebody that would be even more odious to Republicans would hopefully get them to question their strategy here.
And so Dom could be our Donald Trump on the Supreme Court?
I'm here for you, Jesse. Vote for me. I'll set you free.
Well, it's difficult because we have a governor's race that's not in line with the presidential race. So I think it would boost turnout. You know, when people vote, Democrats win. So I'm fine with that, too.
Jesse, you're not looking at the timing on the calendar. It would be next spring during a Republican presidential primary. We don't get to pick the timing.
Oh, I think during spring. Yeah, right.
Yes,
right.
Is a spring election. So in April, they would decide at the very same time, my understanding, that the Republicans will be deciding their presidential nominee here in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, that would be no good then.
Yes, because they're already inspired to come out and vote, some for Trump, some against Trump. But what they're not going to come out and do is vote for a appointee of Governor Tony Evers. There's less motivation for the Democrats. Although I suspect if this played out in tandem with abortion, I think it'd be a big deal. I think everyone comes out and votes.
Yes, Jesse. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. And I'll expect your vote when I run for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. But yeah, Crudy, she won by 11 points last time around.
Yes.
You know, if for some reason, you know, she's all of a sudden out because of the malfeasance and continued malfeasance of the Republicans, regardless of what that date is, especially if you got people like, you know, the Democratic Party and some of these other organizations putting money out there, getting the word out, I can't imagine by next April, people are going to change their mind on redistricting. People are going to change their mind where they stand on abortion. And I would imagine people would be fired up enough to overcome the obvious concern about having this done during a partisan Republican primary. So I get that. I get all that. But come on, man. You'd show up. I'd show up. Everybody's showing up. No one's not showing up. If this went down and the Republicans for somehow, some way sidelined Protasiewicz, who won by 11 points, you're going to tell me that you're staying home in April? Hell no,
no,
man.
But I'm telling you, it takes a lot of, you know, you talk about keeping the powder dry. The Democratic Party right now is about to expend $4 million that they're not going to be spending.
Dollars.
What's
One
that? And then other associated people are Correct. Spending three in tandem. Okay, yep. So $1 million that's not going to be spent in support of Tara Johnson, the newest candidate running in the third CD against Derek Van Orden, right? Not going to be used in state legislative races. I just got introduced to a new candidate in waiting, trying to wait and find out what his map might look like, you know, hoping for a little redistricting. But there are people waiting in the wings to go out and run for something. Now, people seem quite motivated somehow. I like motivated
I wonder
people.
Why that is.
I like doers, Dom. Don't give me sayers.
I know, I hear you, man. But listen, all those folks got to go through the primary and the Dem side before they even get a hold and get a chance to go up against Derek Van Orden, for example. I mean, look, if there's one thing that Ben Wickler and the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has been very successful at of late is raising money. What is the point of raising that money if you're not going to go out there and support the person who just rolled over and flipped the court here in Wisconsin, man, by 11 points? I mean, that's a good investment, especially if you get another three on top of it from other organizations.
Oh, I'll just ask Congressman Brad Pfaff. I guess he's just Brad. State Senator Brad Pfaff about that. Democratic
Party
support.
Spent the money. The problem is they should have spent the money. Here, they're going to spend the money.
Okay. Spend some money over here, Ben. Come back with us. You can spend a little time with the devil's advocates. We don't bite unless you ask us.
Hard.
844-967-2789. Your calls always welcome here.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 56. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. Lows around 48. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 80 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Hump Day Edition. We'll take your calls throughout. We got some fine guests coming later, though, so be quick with the dial-in. 844-967-2789. Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agar joins me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, 505. A little bit later in the show, Dom, we've got a candidate for the third. I want to make sure I get her name right. Tara Johnson. Tara Johnson joining us at 5:50 today. But let's get to the phones quickly. 844-967-2789. I got a little recusal hypocrisy to talk about, Dom. But First, let's talk with Jeannie, our pal from Eau Claire. Jeannie, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Jeannie.
Good, man. You guys are doing a great job as usual, and it's exciting to hear about the new candidate in my area to get rid of the insurrectionists. But I just wanted to quick make a comment about the modus operandi of the Republicans in this great state of Wisconsin. You know, they have a history of trying to overturn elections by fraud and abuse of power. So hopefully two times and they're out, they try this one. It isn't going to be any good. And Janet should stay right in there, and she put her robe on because we elected her. She didn't do anything wrong, and call their bluff.
But, Gene, if left to the will of the voters, you know, Republicans could lose their stranglehold over legislative control in the state of Wisconsin. They don't want that to happen.
Consequences, Jeannie.
But you know what? We're sick of it. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be aware of it. And I'm glad. You know what? Democrats should be putting advertisements on because the public, you know, don't all, you know, are aware of your new station here, and they don't get the information. I have to tell you this one, though. This weekend, I couldn't believe it, but they had the insurrectionist on. He was visiting some farmer, one farmer, about the farm bill. And I thought, and they, I bet money he had his own tape recording or his own video of him speaking with one farmer. And it looked like, you know, they were kind of promoting him as caring about the farmers in our area. So, I mean, we do need a lot of different advertisements about what the Republicans are pulling in our state. So I just wanted to give you that feedback.
Jeannie, before we let you run off, let me ask you. Have we ever met you? Like, met you? Like, you joined us at a Devil's Advocate event party somewhere in the great white world out there?
No, but I heard is your station in Chippewa?
It is. It
and
is.
Is it in an old drug store in the downtown area?
It is.
Sell a drug?
It's upstairs.
Okay. I used to live up. Oh, so it's upstairs.
It
okay,
is.
Okay, so maybe, is there people there all the time that somebody might want to knock on the door?
Well, there are often people there. We've got fine sales agent Katie. We've got our friend Pat Kreitlow. He often broadcasts from home. He gets up early, does his show on Wasota Lake up there. But Jeannie, I heard it's Oktoberfest next weekend.
Yeah, that's a great place. Now, I'm in Eau Claire now, so I'm not up there as much, but I was really excited when I heard where you were located. And no, you haven't met me, but I've been calling you for many years. You are my hero.
Yeah,
you guys.
Well, let me ask you, Jeannie, if we came up next week, would you come meet us, and would you bring some friends, and could we party at Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls together?
Well, the guy will have my phone number. You can give me a call, and we can talk about it.
I want to put you down for a solid maybe, Gene.
That's a definite maybe.
Come on, we're trying to solidify some plans here. I'm being way too specific just for babies.
Well, no. Tell him to write down my number or leave me on the phone, and I'll give my number, and you can give me a call.
All right. Sounds like sounds like one of Dom's girls in college.
What?
I can't talk to you on the phone. I'm sorry, Jeannie.
Call me back. Call me later. Thanks, Jeannie. Appreciate it. Yes, we're going to try to come up. Hope to see you and lots of other folks around town when we nail it all down.
844-967-2789. This show deserves to be on the road partying somewhere. Don't we, Dom? The people deserve us.
It's our superpower. We should just rely on you know, lean into what you're good at and going around, partying, talking politics, and meeting folks and drinking their beer. That's one thing we're good at.
I am literally sitting on a bar stool right now. I ordered this from a bar stool supply company. Quite nice.
Ooh, so you know it's good.
Oh, it is quality. 844-967-2789. Want to talk about the hypocrisy, the recusal hypocrisy of the conservative bloc. But first, a few more of your opinions. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I think, I've got the point. I'm agreeing with Matt Flynn. She should just ignore what they try to do and just take her seat and let them sue her. But let them try to arrest her, and then they can actually come up with an actual charge rather than this bogus crap of, you might do this. She hasn't done anything yet. I mean,
the opinion of our esteemed colleague in broadcast, and he is a lawyer. But Matt thinks that she just ignores the impeachment action, or what?
To say, well, it's bogus. I mean, they actually come up. She hasn't done anything. She hasn't committed a misdemeanor or been.
Those that defend Trump said the same twice.
Trump has not, Mark. I mean, you can't even make the comparison.
No, there's no comparison with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has spent a lifetime committing crimes, and people should have known that before he took office. That the man has been, what was the whole fraud thing at the Trump U, there, he defrauded people of all this money. He bragged about sexually assaulting women. I mean, that.
But none of that got him impeached, buddy. That was more like the criminal and the civil stuff. And hell, there's a whole litany of things that Trump has done wrong. But it was the. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She should insist then, if they're going to do it, insist on the trial right away. We're we're guaranteed the right to a speedy trial in this country. Say, fine, you've impeached me. I want the trial tomorrow.
Well, you presume fairness, and you presume that it is their goal to actually carry through with the impeachment process and not just sideline Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And we are speculating, at least I am, that's exactly what they intend. It's not the actual carrying through. They're not going to come through with a two-thirds conviction. I would hope there are a few Republican senators in the state of conscience, although, you know, I'm not counting votes at this point.
I would not take that action.
Correct. But I don't think it ever gets around to a Senate vote, because that would be the disastrous part, right? To publicly go out there and do this. But you can do it with 50 plus one in the assembly.
You realize that you can't use the legislative branch to sideline an elected Supreme Court justice indefinitely, man.
I think that's precisely what they intend to do.
Well, they may try, but I mean, come on, man. You think that should be practical, allowable, legal?
I don't know. Right? Ask Fred Preen.
I mean, but he wasn't elected, man. That's an appointment. So these are different situations, are they not? You're talking about a statewide election won by 11 points.
It's also about the abuse of power, right?
A legislative body going to sideline the judicial.
Because they have a means to do so, Dom. It's the same objection.
It is not
objective power.
That would be allowed indefinitely. It's one thing to go through.
No, but for a year?
No, I get it.
Two?
That's still too long. Absolutely not. You're impeding the ability of the judicial branch to perform their functions, man. No, I don't know what you call it, but hell no, man.
They can still function 3-3. Courts have done it often. On the death of a Supreme Court justice, on the U.S. Supreme Court, they often do. I mean, it's happened, dude. They've had vacancies on the court. That doesn't shut down the wheels of justice.
A forced vacancy to sideline an elected judge for zero legal, practical reasons.
Well, we'd go out to Jeannie's neck of the woods and lots of other necks of the woods here in the state of Wisconsin, and we'd be shouting it from the rooftops. This is unfair. This is reason to throw all the bums out. But yeah, if they go forward with this, it's not just going to be us amplifying it. It sounds like it'll be the Democratic Party and other millions.
And lots of other
amplifying
folks
just how beyond unfair this is an abuse of power. This is their intent. 844-967-2789. Vicky from Burlington. Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
Hi, Vicky.
Good, Rudy. Hello, Dom. Love to hear you guys. You're rocking. Well, I actually call to once again give props to Jeannie. I don't care what anybody says. A G like her, an old G, who keeps calling. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. She's going to say what she says, and she means it, and I appreciate her. But the reason I appreciate you, Jeannie, you know, honestly, you know, I respect her, and I want to be like her when I grow up. But also, Robin Voss, I live in Burlington. Voss, the popcorn king, he doesn't show up anywhere. He won't go to Gooseberry's. He doesn't know who likes him or who hates him. He's a scared rat. Like, let's not give him more power than he actually has. Okay? That's all I wanted to say. And also, Maggie, Dawn, and Anya rock. And I appreciate you guys so much for what you've done on Civic Radio. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Pleasant Prairie Harvest Festival, September 22nd. What are you doing that weekend, Vicky? I'm looking for excuses to go out there.
With y'all.
I'm looking for
excuses. With y'all? Yes, 100.
I want to go down to Robin Voss's district. Vicky, thanks for listening. Appreciate your call. Always like enthusiastic callers, Tom. But we got to go to Robin Voss's district. We got to start having these dialogues in his backyard. You know, it's going to be harder to ignore us. Not only do we play on the big 540 AM, that's the Beast of the East, but we're playing out in the first. That's Brian Stile. That's Robin Voss on the legislative level. And a lot of others. That's 1400 AM. You can listen to the Packers there this Sunday, 325 kickoff. Very excited about our WRJN because, Dom, not only is it a sports powerhouse of a radio station, it's going to allow us to talk mucho, you know what, about Robin Voss and his district. We got to go party down there, Dom. I want to go down to Mount Pleasant. Let's go down and tour Foxconn.
How
long will that take?
Not long at all, man. 844-967-2789. We have some callers holding. Please hold for a moment. I want to throw this out there, Crudy. If we talk about, you know, if what goes on, and if Jenna Protasiewicz would resign or step down or whatever the case is, if Governor Evers appointed someone, they'd have to be on the ballot for the next election. Now, I'm looking at the calendar from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. There's a 2024 spring primary on Tuesday, February 20th.
Yes. So was multiple candidates, more than two, you'd have to narrow the field, and that would happen in the primary. Not a partisan primary per se, though, because a Supreme Court race, despite the support of the Democratic Party for Protasiewicz, and of course the Republicans for Kelly Pryor, a nonpartisan race they claimed on.
Now then, the April spring and presidential preference election, that April primary. Now, I want to be clear here.
That's when we would select. That is when we, the people of Wisconsin, would select if there was a new Supreme Court justice, because Protasiewicz was impeached. Even if it was the assignment of the governor, it is my understanding Protasiewicz that race would be on the ballot, on the same ballot as the presidential primary for the Republicans, because of course we would think Trump is a shoo-in at this point, but you know, a couple indictments might get in the way between here and the nomination.
So Democrats could then let their feelings be known. If you wanted to play the game, the Crudy game, the vote for the other guy, they could weigh in on the Republican presidential primary and then also vote for a nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Yes, you could literally
I don't think turnout would necessarily, if that's the scenario, that turnout would be as a big of concern as it might otherwise.
Well, it would just be the reinforcement of the Biden vote. There's no competition. It's not a competitive primary on the Democratic side.
As of right now, yes.
Well, yes. Nobody's still a long primary away, Joe Biden. Come back. More devils. Somebody primary Dom.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard going to join us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Make sure you stick around.
Dominic, let's take one or two and then we'll sneak to an article I want to get in this hour. Ben from Sun Prairie, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ben.
Good afternoon. So I was curious because impeachment is a political process, and I'm thinking whether you should or could do that. You certainly can do that. But my question is, in any other impeachment process, the incumbent can continue to do their job. So why in this case is that different, where a person who's undergoing an impeachment process couldn't rule on a gerrymandered case, for instance?
Well,
and
Ben,
that
is our understanding of Wisconsin law. That's not our interpretation. That's what we've been told by legal experts and prior reporting. Ben.
Okay. I was just curious if that was in the statutory piece.
Yeah, I believe it is, Ben. That part is the non-negotiable part. That is in the law, my understanding. Someone that's actively being impeached. I wonder how that works in Texas. The Attorney General actively being impeached, the Republican Attorney General by a Republican Senate right now. But anyways, that seems like there is malfeasance. Nothing to really see here. They just don't like the fact that she's probably going to rule against them, predicated on, you know, her opinion that the maps are rigged.
Sounds fair. Thank you. Have a great day.
There's no fair and loving politics, Ben. Appreciate your listenership. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice changes tune on recusal she opposed. Peter Cameron, the Badger Project. I found this piece, Dom, over at the Cap Times. Right-wing Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bad Bradley recently denounced the court's left-wing majority in her dissent in a minor decision in a redistricting case. Here's the quote, Dom. Despite receiving nearly $10 million from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and declaring the maps rigged, new Justice Janet Protasiewicz has not recused herself from the case. Bradley wrote in August, using a pejorative term for the Democratic Party, often used by Republicans, what you call them, Demorats?
Democrat Party.
Oh, I see. These four left-wing justices will adopt new maps to shift power away from Republicans and bestow an electoral advantage for Democrat candidates, fulfilling one of Protasiewicz's many promises to be the principal funder of her campaign.
Wait, is she actually suggesting that bestowing an electoral advantage for Republican candidates would also be unacceptable?
Oh, no. That's
No. Okay.
Just the way the chips fell with those least changed maps that she ruled upon, Dom. Now, Bradley is right about the huge sums of cash Protasiewicz received from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which gave her about $10 million in her 2023 campaign. But she left out a relevant nugget of information. Bradley voted against a rule that would have forced the state high court justices to recuse themselves in cases involving their campaign donors.
Uh-oh.
So she had a choice, and she voted against it, Dom. You want to take over here?
Yeah, I'll jump on here. Curdy again from the Cap Times. The issue dates to 2017 when a group of retired judges asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to enact a ban barring justices from ruling on cases involving an individual or organization that had donated to a justice's campaign. At the time, the 5-2 conservative majority controlled the court. Bradley joined her right-wing colleagues, which included current Chief Justice Annette Ziegler, to kill the proposed recusal rule. The petition asks us to infringe the First Amendment rights of people of Wisconsin who wish to participate in judicial elections, either through supporting a candidate directly or speaking out on issues in a judicial race, Bradley wrote in her opinion. The people of Wisconsin, like everybody else in this country, have a First Amendment right to do that. They have a First Amendment right to speak out in favor of the judges they support and in opposition to the judges they oppose without being penalized for exercising their free speech rights. In my mind, this petition is somewhat shocking in its disregard for the Wisconsin Constitution and the United States Constitution, particularly the First Amendment. Bradley's stance on Protasiewicz's recusal is inconsistent. Ed Miller, a political science professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point and a longtime watcher of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, wrote in an email, "Often people think that the court is not a political body," he added. "In fact, it is and always has been." Bradley did not respond to a request for comment sent to the court's public information officer. During the campaign, Protasiewicz promised to recuse herself from cases involving the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which had already donated large sums to her campaign. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering two different redistricting cases. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is not a direct participant in either, although the party has a vested interest in the case's outcomes. Yeah, everybody does. Many experts say Wisconsin is one of the most gerrymandered states in the country in favor of the Republicans who drew the maps. State law allows individuals to donate up to $20,000 per election to a candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court. But a legal loophole in Wisconsin permits unlimited donations to political parties, and parties also have no limits on how much they can donate to candidates. So huge sums can circumvent campaign finance limits by flowing through parties to candidates. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Jeske and Lewis Butler both signed the donor recusal petition back in 2017.
Dominic, so
Bradley had an option.
Yes, she could have voted for the recusal rule. She now bemoans the lack thereof. This campaign finance law here in the state of Wisconsin, unlimited money flowing to the political parties, even from corporate donations, my understanding, maybe I get that part wrong, but I believe you can give corporate donations.
You can give
the party
as much money as you want, in my understanding, yes.
And then the party can turn around and reallocate that money back to a campaign. So what would seem obscene as a direct contribution to an individual candidate and blow campaign finance laws out of the water is completely acceptable when you give it to the Republican or Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. And here in the state, currently, through the rainmaking leadership of Ben Wickler, the Democrats seem to be better at this game. Isn't it ironic, Tom? I still feel like as I hear this being described, I'm like, isn't that the definition of money laundering?
To take money from a source and funnel it through an intermediary to make it legal. It's a workaround, man. It's a joke. I mean, we have no campaign finance laws. I mean, if the only difference is you can't direct the money that you're giving to the party, well, let me tell you something. If you're giving the party huge sums of money, you can probably, you know, suggest where they might want to spend it if you have that kind of cash. So it's a joke, and it's a joke because the Republicans want it that way. And as you mentioned, the irony, Crudy, they're getting beat at their own game.
So, Ben Wickler, if you got some extra cash laying around, feel free to give it to Civic Media and then stick around because we got a fine guest coming in studio here in Madison next. She is State Senator Melissa Agard. She is the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat, friend of ours. Come back, more Devils.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by...